It's 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Brooke Schaefer with Raven News. Sitka's newest commission has bitten off a lot, but not more than it can chew. When the Sitka Assembly met on Tuesday, it heard an update from the commission on progress on its goals for 2024 and plans for 2025. Commission Chair Katie Riley said they were big goals, and they'd made a bit of progress.
Does anyone have a good joke about eating elephants?
We've taken a couple bites, I'm glad to report. Got a couple more bites to go.
Riley said last year's goal they'd taken the most bites out of was developing a community renewable energy strategy with the help of a federal ETIP grant. They'd made slower progress on the second and third goals, developing a strategy for diverting Sitka's solid waste and helping the city transition its vehicle fleet to electric. All three top goals are being tweaked and rolled over to the next year in the commission's work plan. Mayor Steven Eisenbeis wondered how a shift in the demand for electric vehicles would affect the commission's third goal.
It seems to me that manufacturer support for electric vehicles is starting to wane. It's not as hard charging as it was perhaps a year ago. Do you think that is going to affect the implementation of item three, and how are you going to navigate that as we go forward?
Riley said she didn't anticipate changes in the market changing the commission's plans.
Electric vehicles are still a great option, especially for a community with 14 miles of road in Southeast Alaska, where you can really get everywhere you need to go without range anxiety. So I don't think those broader market trends will impact our community's ability to transition, but definitely something to keep an eye on.
Several assembly members, including Tim Pike, recognized that the process to meet the first three commission goals would take some time and congratulated them on the work they'd done so far.
Well, I was glad to see that you at least consumed some of the elephant, so that's a great thing. I think you guys are on a great track. I think the EV conversation is a good one to have going forward. There certainly are increasing options, not necessarily all here, just in our country, unfortunately, but there's a lot of good ideas out there, and I look forward to seeing that because, we do have good hydropower, so.
The Assembly unanimously approved the Commission's goals and work plan for 2024. The Sitka Sacro Herring Fishery opened again yesterday. It was the fourth opener for the commercial fishery, which kicked off last week. According to an announcement from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the fishery was open from 1 to 6 p.m. north of Sitka in Hayward Strait and Krestoff Sound, and south of Sitka in Deep Inlet, Samsing Cove, and Alakina Bay. The amount of fish caught in the opening was not available by press time. During aerial surveys Tuesday morning, state biologists observed herring schools in the Magoon Islands and Crescent Bay. They recorded over 8 miles of spawn on Cassiana Island, Halibut Point, Apple Island, Crow Island, Gagarin Island, and Fred's Creek. Not counting Tuesday's catch, seiners have caught just over 4,000 tons of herring in this year's fishery. The Alaska Legislature has relaunched a caucus focused on providing support to children from birth to adulthood. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, the Alaska Children's Caucus comes as the state faces systemic issues in child care and education.
Alaska faces a child care crisis, with many urban parents facing high costs and limited availability, and rural parents facing child care deserts. Governor Mike Dunleavy established a task force last year to address the rising issue. At the same time, public education funding has been stagnant for years, and rising inflation is leaving school districts with tough choices on how to do more with less. A legislative revival of the Alaska Children's Caucus is hoping to tackle some of those problems. Senator Lukey Tobin, an Anchorage Democrat, co-chairs the caucus.
We are experiencing a really rocky infrastructure for our working age families, with the recognition that the pandemic really disrupted many systems of support for our working age families, for our working parents. We need to have a better structure and system of how we as Alaska provide those structures of support.
The last time the legislature had a children's caucus was in 2019, formed by former Democratic Representative Chris Tuck and former Republican Representative Sarah Rasmussen. Rasmussen says the group engaged with multiple stakeholders over the course of that legislative session, but ultimately didn't get a lot of buy-in from the Senate. Before then, there hadn't been an Alaska Children's Caucus in 17 years. The new caucus held its first meeting Monday night, where they heard a presentation from the Hunt Institute, a national organization that helps legislators across the country develop plans for addressing the needs of children. Dan Worry is a senior early childhood advisor with the Hunt Institute. He says Alaska is one of 14 states with a dedicated child caucus, and early steps for those organizations include determining who will be a part of it and what sorts of infrastructure they'll need to keep them afloat. He says another thing the groups have to consider is their purpose and goals.
What will the role of the caucus be in considering legislation, and or will it be more sort of an educational venue for members? Will you hold public hearings?
Worry used the Kike Caucus in Hawaii as an example of a children's caucus that works well. He says the group has been organized for 30 years and regularly holds bill hearings and discussions over pre-filed legislation before each of the state's legislative sessions.
The caucus puts together an annual legislative package that is sort of agreed to by the caucus, and that they, you know, they identify typically a package of five or six bills that they agree to as a caucus to be their kind of priority agenda for the year, and use that as an opportunity to help to advance that legislation.
Alternatively, he says many other state children caucuses serve primarily to educate other legislators about certain topics related to children. Senator Tobin says she hopes the newly reformed Alaska Children's Caucus will be a mix of approaches.
We're not trying to limit ourselves, but think about what we might need to bring to the table so that we can get to good, high quality interventions and policy that really continue launching our young kiddos into their next iterative of where they need to be.
Tobin serves on the governor's child care task force and is currently getting her doctorate in culturally responsive education. She says the caucus will aim to help unite the priorities of the multiple state systems in place that serve the needs of children but are in different departments.
We recognize that those systems were all siloed. They didn't really talk with one another. They didn't interact with one another. And there wasn't a holistic, overarching structure or plan to ensure that those systems fed well into one another.
As the caucus works through how it will operate, Tobin says there are a number of legislative items currently being discussed. They include a proposal from the governor to expand Medicaid access to public schools, which Tobin hopes will bolster behavioral health services. There's also a legislative bill that would expand access to child care for families.
So I think there's a lot of things happening and a lot of excitement from many of our caucus members. And I'm looking forward to continuing to work on that legislation as well as look toward the 34th legislature and what things we can continue to work on and do for our working age families.
The next meeting of the Alaska Children's Caucus will be on April 11th, where they aim to hear recommendations from stakeholders in various industries involving children. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
Juneau's Indian restaurant, Spice, hosts its third Holi Festival in Juneau Monday. Holi is a Hindu holiday celebrating love and harmony, often called the Festival of Colors. A Bollywood flash mob took over Franklin Street downtown, and people threw colorful powders at each other. KTOO's Yvonne Crumrie went to the celebration in the street and spoke with attendees, like Ruth Fisher, who performed a dance that means a lot to her on this holiday.
Tonight's celebration is a Holi festival, so we were getting ready with great food, great music to entertain everybody in town, and we are so thankful for everybody coming over for the flash mob. The most important song to me out of all, the Vande Mataram song, which means thank you to the motherland. So it could be any motherland, it's not just our country, it's everybody's motherland.
I'm MJ Grandy, and I'm dancing tonight, and I hope people have a really good time because Mimi is brilliant and great. The rest of us are having a good time.
I'm Mimi. I own the Spice restaurant. This was an opportunity for us Indians to dance
in Juneau downtown, right, Gary? As Indians, we are so grateful to have this opportunity to celebrate Holi in Juneau.
One of the best events so far, I mean, in Juneau. Thanks to Mimi. It reminds our childhood memory.
We're going to put some cups on the last tray.
Okay.
And she wants us to use all the colors.
Hi, I'm Tara Kovach.
Oh.
So this is cornstarch and food coloring mixed together. And people will be wearing white at 9 o'clock, and the idea is to spread the colors around, and people will have them on their clothes, and it'll be on the street, and it'll be a very colorful display. We've got pink and orange and purple and yellow and green, pretty much every color that you can think of.
We're gonna do the colors. All we're gonna do is throw it in the air, throw it at each other, but miss the face.
Okay, that's it. Here we go.
And that was an audio postcard from Monday night's Holi celebration in Juneau. That's it for Raven News for this hour. It's currently 37 degrees outside in downtown Sitka, under skies with a few clouds.